From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. In reaction to Thursday's announcement that U.S. President Barack Obama will not begin withdrawing troops from Afghanistan, the Taliban has vowed to intensify attacks on American targets, calling the American decision illogical. President Barack Obama said the U.S. will maintain the current number of American troops in Afghanistan at 9,800 through most of 2016.
Their mission will not change. Our troops will continue to pursue those two narrow tasks that I outlined earlier, training Afghan forces and going after al-Qaeda. But maintaining our current posture through most of next year, rather than a more rapid drawdown, will allow us to sustain our efforts to train and assist Afghan forces as they grow stronger.
Taliban spokesman Zabulah Mujahid, in a statement emailed to VOA, says the insurgent group has repeatedly asserted that the American troops would not end the invasion of Afghanistan, and their fake promises were meant only to mislead Afghans and the American people. However, many in the Afghan government welcome the move.
It's very important for Afghans and for U.S., particularly for White House and Kabul, to understand that this is not a choice for President Obama. This is what needs to be done.
That's Shukira Barakzai. She's a member of the Afghan parliament. She adds that she hopes this move will increase the level of cooperation between the U.S. and Afghanistan. In Maiduguri, in northeastern Nigeria, emergency officials said Friday that two suicide bombers blew themselves up inside a mosque late Thursday, killing at least 30 people during evening prayers. While no one has claimed responsibility for the blasts, the Boko Haram